You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
This morning we will continue on to study the book of John.
约翰福音第五章，好像我们应该已经讲完了。
It seems that we should already finish the chapter 5.
但是上个礼拜我们贪得太多，一下没有嚼烂。But
last week we seem to have a big chunk and we couldn't quite digest it.
所以上个礼拜有一位姊妹打电话给我，问起一节约翰福音第五章一节圣经。So
last week there's one sister called me and asked me a question about one of the verses here.
所以这里正好给我一个机会的重新再讲我上个礼拜没有讲清楚的一些真理。And
it gave me a chance that I can give a little bit more detail on what I missed last week.
是哪一节圣经呢?
Now which verse was that?
就是第五章29节。
It's verse 29 of chapter 5.
他说行善的复活得生，作恶的复活定罪。
It's the 29th and shall come forth those who did the good deeds to a resurrection of life, those who committed the evil deeds to a resurrection of judgment.
首先，这节圣经给我们了解了一件事情。First
of all, this gives us one understanding.
就是人无论善恶都要复活。That means
whether you are a good or evil person, you will all be resurrected.
28节告诉我们说，你们不要把这事看作稀奇，时候要到，凡在坟墓里的。
Because in verse 28, it did say, Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming in which all who are in the tombs shall hear his voice.
不仅听见,
and shall come forth.
所以弟兄姊妹们,
so this is a very, very complicated situation. Now, who is not going to go into the graves?
那进入坟墓并不是我们人生的结束。
But that is not the end of our life.
所以难怪许多人不管信主不信主，都要为自己买一口最好的棺木。
So no matter whether you're a believer or not, we always want to get the best coffin.
但是这里的问题说，行善的复活得生，作恶的复活定罪。
But it did say that with those who did good will be resurrected. To receive life, and those who have evildoers will be resurrected and to be judged.
换句话说，这里的真理就告诉我们，复活以后有两个明显不同的结局。
So there's very true, a clear destination for those who are resurrected.
我们暂时先把我们所了解救恩的思想放在一边。
So first of all, let's just put aside the basic concept of salvation.
我们传统的道德观念会同意说，这样的做法神是公义的。
From our traditionally moral standard, we will acknowledge that this is fair in God's kind of doing.
因为人无论善恶，他所做的事情必须要向神负责。
Because whether it's good or evil someone did, it eventually has to be accounted for.
而且我们所做的事情若是善的，若是恶的，他所当中得到的奖赏跟报应应当不同。
And we do recognize that we should have different, they should be differently treated for those who do evil and good.
所以一方面来讲，我们都是把这件事情圣经拿出来，所有人应当都能接受。
So if we just isolate out this scripture, I believe everybody will accept that.
不管他的宗教背景是什么,
it does not matter what kind of a religious background this person has.
不管他的文化背景是什么,
and does not matter whether the cultural background that
不管他教育的差异是什么,
or no matter how educated this person is.
这是一件事情我们良心里面认为是正当的,
because this is something that we can pass in all our consciences.
那么问题来了，为什么这位姊妹打电话问我要问这节圣经呢？
But then there's a question. Now, why does this sister have to call me and ask me about this?
因为他认为说，在他我们所教授的这个救恩的教导里面和救恩的真理有点不大相同。
Because he said that somehow this has contradicted with all our teachings about salvation.
因为救恩告诉我们说，人不能行善。
Because salvation told us that there's no good coming out of us.
那么若是不能行善， 除非我们接受耶稣基督的救恩,
so that unless we receive the salvation from the Lord, then you cannot be rid of this judgment.
那么是不是我们接受了耶稣基督救恩之后，每一个人的行为都是善的呢？
So does that mean that after we receive the salvation, then everybody will be doing only the good deeds?
那为什么圣经里还要求我们有善行呢？
Then why the Bible still required of us that we should do good?
而且若是大家弟兄我们的记性好的话，约翰福音三章也有类似的话。
And if you remember it, in the John, 3 John also says something like this.
因为他说光来到世界上面只是耶稣基督，人因为自己的行为是恶的，就不爱光倒爱黑暗。
It says that the light come upon this earth, then those people, because they're evil, they don't like this light.
他不肯来救光，因为怕他的行为受责备。
They don't want to come to this light because their deeds are evil.
但是行真理的必定要来救光，好显明他所行的是靠神而行。
But those who do according to the to his to the to the truth would love to come upon this light, so that this light will shine upon them and to reveal that they are good.
所以这里讲到行为问题是一个值得商榷的问题。
So here we're talking about people's deeds, people's behavior, which is a contradiction, is a very controversial issue here.
而且就着我们基督徒的良心来说，我们也需要弄清楚的。
And according to our Christian conscience, we have to make this very clear.
如果一个人是有思想、有头脑的，他也必要问基督徒行为的重量的比重有多少。
And anybody if he have a clear head, as a Christian, you will always question, you know, whether somebody's deed, how much does it weigh, of a Christian deed.
所以我们今天早晨要看一看。圣经里面关于审判的思想。
So this morning we like to study the Bible on this topic, on judgment.
所以首先我要说，这个审判的题目不是一个人人喜欢的题目。
Now, first of,
一提到审判，我们都有一种战惊恐惧的感觉。
First of all, this area is a very sensitive one, because nobody likes that.
但是圣经里面对于审判的事情看得非常的重要。
But in the Bible, it carries a great weight in the matter of judgment.
所以也许我们大家一同战惊恐惧的来研究这个题目。
Maybe we should just tremble and in fear to study this word.
你知道保罗传福音的时候常常提到审判的事情。
You see, when Paul preached the gospel, he mentioned judgment very often.
彼得传福音的时候也常常提到审判的事情。
And when Peter preached the gospel, he also mentioned judgment very, very often.
不仅公开的场合他们讲，私下也讲。
Not only in public, in private, just the same.
你说我怎么知道？
Now you say, how do I know it?
因为使徒行传二十四章里面告诉我。
Because in book of Acts 24,
当保罗被下在监里的时候，
when Paul was put to prison,
他对于菲斯都常常有机会见面接触。
And he has a lot of chance to face
Festus. 因为菲斯都想要从保罗身上得到一点贿赂。
Because he somehow wanted to get some bribery out of Paul.
所以他就常常借机会把保罗提出来讲话。
So very often he would just get Paul out of the prison and talk with him.
他们明明知道保罗这个人对于世人是无害的。
And they already know that Paul really won't do any harm to other people.
他所以关在监里面是因为犹太人嫉妒他，并且犹太人不希望传他传这个跟犹太教相反的宗教。
They're fully aware the only reason that Paul was put in prison is because of jealousy and of the dislike of the Jews.
如果保罗花一点钱送他菲斯多一点钱，他就可以出来了。
And if Paul should justdo a little bit of bribery, and he could be free.
但是保罗不这样做。
But Paul did not do that.
相反的，保罗接着他讲什么话呢？
But on the contrary, what did Paul say?
我们来看一看。
Let's turn to our Bible, to the book chapter 24.
对不起，应该是腓利斯，我讲错了。腓利斯。
Okay. Act 24.
使徒行传二十四章。
Acts 24.
使徒行传二十四章二十五节说，保罗就讲论公义、节制和将来的审判，腓利斯甚解恐惧。
And as he was discussing righteousness, self-control, and the judgment to come, Felix became frightened.
你这里看见很有趣一件事情哈。
And here is something very interesting.
腓利斯应当坐在堂上审问犯人。
You see, Felix is supposed to be the one that's sitting there and judge the prisoners.
但是这个被审判的囚徒到这个审判官的面前跟他讲审判的事情。
But now that this prisoner come upon this judge and talk about judgment.
菲斯都听了以后大觉恐惧。
And Felix was so frightened.
菲利斯大觉恐惧。
And Felix was so frightened, become frightened.
为什么？
Why?
因为人可以站在审判者的地位。
Because a human can stand in the position of a judge.
但是有一天他要站在神的面前接受审判。
But one day he will stand before God and be judged.
那一天我去上 traffic school.
One day I went to this traffic school.
那一天那个教课的人告诉我们。
The teacher told us.
他说有一天他也给抓到传票。
He said one day he was also get arrested.
他就在法官的面前抗辩。
And so he tried to defend himself before the judge.
等到后来法官发现他是这个 traffic school 的教师的时候。
And then the judge find out that he himself, this person, is a traffic school teacher.
你知道很多时候我们如果认罪的话可以去上这个驾驶学校就不用留下记录对不对
?You see, we all know once we plead guilty and then we go to traffic school then there shall be no record on our
但是这次法官没有允许他上驾驶学校
but this time the judge did not permit him to go to traffic school
所以因为不管你是什么人将来有一天在神的面前要接受审判
so no matter doesn't matter who you are somehow one day you will be judged before the Lord
所以审判的观念是人人都有的
So this concept of judgment that's we all have it.
最早人就有关于审判的观念。
So from the very very beginning we have this concept.
我们看圣经一直追到最早的时候。
Now if we trace the Bible to the very very beginning.
亚伯拉罕就曾经说过一句话。
And Abraham did say this.
他说审判全地的主岂不当施行公义吗
He said that the Lord who judged the whole earth.Will execute righteousness.
创世纪十八章二十五节的话。
It's in Genesis 18:25.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们就先知道，因为有神，所以必须有审判。
So we all know because there's God, there's judgment.
而且这位神是完全公义的。
And we know this God is all righteous.
他的审判也是公义。
And his judgment is righteousness.
神审判世人是应当的。
And it goes without saying that God will judge.
若神不审判，神就不公义。
If God does not judge, then God is not a righteous God.
弟兄姊妹们，这就是今天我们在救恩中间需要明白的。
So today we really have to understand, even when we are in salvation.
假如我们没有看见审判是必须的。
If we did not say that judgment is necessary.
从我们的立场讲是不能逃避的。
And from our standpoint that we cannot really escape it.
我们就不会那样感激耶稣基督曾经为我们死在十字架上面。
If we don't think so, then we will not have so much gratitude for this salvation that Jesus did for us.
也不会从神的观点看见他所付出代价是何等的大。
And at the same time, we cannot really actually understand how great a price that he paid for us.
假如我们今天对自己的罪没有什么感觉。
If we have no feeling about our own sins.
假如我们对自己的生命的不完全没有什么感觉。
If we have no feeling about the incompleteness of our own lives.
假如我们对自己和人际的关系没有什么懊悔。
If we have no regrets about the relationship that we messed up among other people.
假如我们对以往所经历的事情没有什么懊悔。
Now, if we have no regret about what we did,
那我们对救恩就不这样的接受。
Then we cannot really say that we fully receive the salvation.
也不会完全的看重。
And then we will not really look upon it as something very, very precious.
但是因为我们每个人都知道我们自己的光景。
But we all know how we were.
自己的过去。
And we, our past.
我们对于将来也没有把握能够完全得胜。
And we have no assurance that we will be victorious in the future.
所以我们只有谦谦卑卑地承认说，若不是耶稣基督为我们死在十字架。
So we just have to be humbly come before the Lord and say that if it's not for the salvation that our Lord gave us.
若这样，我们就承认
then we cannot overcome anything, and this salvation is so wonderful to us.
所以弟兄姊妹们，一个人对于审判的认识， 约定他爱神是真的假的。
So it really depends on whether you how much you love the Lord. Really, somehow depends on how real you understand, you believe in judgment.
神的光照在我们里面，我们才能明白我们是何等的黑暗。
Only when the light from the Lord shine in our dark and in the dark inside, then we'll understand how in what kind of shape we are in.
所以弟兄姊妹们，这就是救恩基本的问题。
Now that is a very basic salvation.
神是审判的神。
Now God is a God who judges.
神是公义的神。
And He's the one that is all righteous.
我们凡来到他的面前的人，只有求神借着他的儿子耶稣基督的血洗净我们的罪。
All who came before the Lord, we can only be humbled down and ask for forgiveness.
不然我们没有办法。
Otherwise, we cannot escape the judgment. But then in the book of John, it says something very, very strange. In
22,
verse
22
in John
5,
it says, Verse 22 and 23, for not even the Father judges anyone, but He has given all judgment to the Son, in order that all may honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. He who does not honor the Son does not honor the Father who sent Him.
It says
the Father gave all the judgment unto Son.
什么时候神把审判的权柄都交给儿子呢？
Now, when did He do that? And in the book of Acts 17, it told us,
当耶稣基督从死里复活之后,
it's after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And then God set up Jesus as the one who judges all.
使徒行传17章怎么说的, 我们看一看。
Now let's turn to the book 17, Acts 17.
31节。
Acts 17, 31.
因为他已经定了日子，要借着他所设立的人按公义审判天下，并且叫他从死里复活，给万人做可信的凭据。Because
he has fixed a day in which he will judge the world in righteousness through a man who has appointed, having furnished proof to all men by raising him from the dead.
耶稣基督从死里复活了。You
see, Jesus Christ raised up from the dead.
常常我们讲到耶稣基督为我们死的时候,
a lot of times when we talk about Jesus who died for us,
我们接着就说耶稣复活了,
and then right away in the same breath we say, then he resurrected.
所以我们不晓得，常常我们忘记, 十字架, 耶稣基督的受死和复活是两件事情。
And a lot of times we don't really understand the dying on the cross and the resurrection. They are actually two independent incidences.
十架耶稣基督受死是为我们的过犯。
He died is for our sin.
但是复活以后,
but after resurrection,
除了叫我们称义之外,
not only he will make us righteous, make us into righteousness,
更有一件事情,
and this is one more thing.
他得了一个审判者的地位。
He received this position to be the judge.
当耶稣基督还在死亡中间的时候，他不能做审判的主。
And when he is dead, buried in the grave, he cannot be the Lord who judges.
但是当他从死里复活以后，
but after he resurrected from the dead,
神把天上地下所有的权柄都给了他。
And all power was given unto him.
这个权柄也包括审判的权柄。
And that power includes the power of judgment.
所以这里面我们的了解必须是双重的。
So here we should have a dual understanding.
神站在创造者的地位, 他有审判的权利。
Now God as a creator, he can judge.
但是耶稣基督站在救赎者的地位, 更加得了一个审判的权柄。
And Jesus Christ, as in the position of a savior, even more so, he judges.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们从前不认识耶稣基督救恩的时候，
before we really understand the salvation of our Lord Jesus,
我们是靠着行为和不合乎律法的标准来接受神的审判。
We were judged by whether we really follow the law or not.
我们有没有能力来达到这个标准， 神也不管，我们也没办法回答。
Whether we really have this power to accomplish this, God does not care, and we really don't have the assurance.
弟兄姊妹们，但是耶稣基督从死里复活以后
，But after Jesus is resurrected from the dead.
他把这个复活的生命放在每一个信他的人里面。
And then he gave this resurrection life into each one of our believers.
弟兄姊妹们，将来我们受审判，不再因着我们，不仅仅是因着我们的行为。
So later on, brothers and sisters, when we were judged, it's not just because of our deeds.
更是根据我们对待耶稣的态度是如何。
And even more that we will be judged upon how we treated our Lord.
将来我们受审判，耶稣的第一个问题不是问我们的行为怎么样。
And when later on, when we stand before the Lord and be judged, the first question He's going to ask is not whether we did good deed or not.
而是我们对于耶稣基督接受了没有。
It's whether we received the Lord or not.
若是我们接受耶稣基督做救主。
Now if we received Jesus as our Lord,
那一个结果是什么？
Now what is the outcome?
约翰福音告诉我们说，就不再被定罪。
And in John it says that we shall no longer be judged.
保罗也告诉我们说，在一切不得称义的事情上面。
And Paul also tells us in all those unrighteousness.
若是信靠这个人，就都得称义。
If you believe in this person, you will be made righteousness.
弟兄姊妹们，这是审判一个转移。
Now this is a shift of this judgment.
你知道找到了问题的根源。
Now we come into the root of the question.
我不晓得这里的人，我们对于律法律懂得多少。
I don't know how many of you really understand law.
当一个人被控告的时候
，When somebody gets accused,
一定控告的律师要提出他犯了什么条文，什么条文。
And the accuser will be saying that this person's been charged with this and this and that account.
但是法官看见这个条文的时候
，But when the judge look upon this，
他看见中间有主从的关系
，And he will see the which one is the principal and which one is the secondary。
他有时候可以把一些附带的那些触犯的情形都把它放弃
，And sometimes the judge can put some of the account aside。
把一个最重要的条文放在中间来审判。
But rather to just judging the primary, the most important one.
弟兄姊妹，因为很多时候那些小小的罪加在一起，还不如那个罪的根源的问题大。
Because all those little small sins would add together cannot really compare with that the very root, the very center of the problem.
假如一个人他开车是故意去谋杀一个人。
Now if somebody driving a car was purposely trying to murder someone.
他就是开车开在路的左边，也不算什么罪。
Even he was driving on the wrong side of the road, they will not pursue that part.
法官绝对不会说你是不是开车开在左边。
The judge is not going to pay attention to that kind of a minor thing.
而是看你的动机是不是想谋害一个人。
But rather, the emphasis will be on the murder.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们在神的面前审判的时候，接受审判的时候
，So when we stand before the judging,
我们有许许多多触犯的地方。
We have all kinds of sins laid out.
所以主神问我们的问题，到底我们对耶稣基督态度是如何
？And the most important question God's going to ask us is how do we treat our Lord Jesus?
We thank you for your listening and hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click Donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.